Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the covering show in Orlando, first day of the show, and I'm with Donato Grosser, a consultant in the business. Donato, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. It's always a pleasure meeting you. And being here in Orlando with warm weather, away from the snows and the cold weather of New York.
Yeah, you live in New York, that's right. You're a consultant for the Ceramic Tile of Italy Trade Association, and you help us with statistical information. I'd like to go through a little bit of that information, if you don't mind. We're finding out that consumption for ceramic tile in the United States, we should point out that consumption does not necessarily mean what the consumer bought, but is what was made in this country, what was imported in this country, less what was exported in this country, and we can kind of compare that on a year-over-year basis. And it looks like in 16 versus 15, we had a 5.8% increase, which is down a little bit from a 9.9% increase last year, but still relatively healthy, wouldn't you say?
Yes, this is a good increase. Any increase is a good increase, better than decreases that we had during those terrible recession. We had 3 years of decreases, and apparent consumption went down by more than 30%. So now we are in a good recovery. The situation looks quite good, but it could always be better.
Mm-hmm. And let's comment about that. The peak in this country of consumption was over $3 billion in 2006. We're not quite there yet. We're at $2.9 billion with these 2016 numbers, so have not yet fully recovered, but we are above where we were in 2007, so we're getting close.
Well, if you compare dollars, it is easier and it's faster to get back to where we were before, but if you look at quantities as square feet, the picture is a little bit different. So prices went up, so the recovery is not so even in quantity as in dollars.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me the price of tile has been coming up. There's been some inflation.
No, there is always some increase because it's not a question of inflation. You have a great innovation in ceramic tile, and when the manufacturers are coming out with new products, with new technologies, new tiles usually are costing more than the old tiles. And the price of old tiles goes down, price of new tiles comes up. Everybody jumps of the novelty, of the innovation, and are ready to pay for it. And then eventually also that, when there is competition, this price went down. But since this is a fashion product, ceramic tile, people keep come out with new products. So prices, in average, go up.
Now, there's multiple factors in this flooring business for growth. Obviously, ceramic tile competes with other flooring types. Most people in this country know that the carpet business is soft. It's actually on a decline right now. And I think the resilient business with this new graphic appearance is probably one of the fastest growing categories. But I think ceramic is probably second behind resilient in growth. So that again is another encouraging statistic, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's an encouraging statistic. You have to bear in mind when we talk about growth of ceramic tiles or for flooring in general, that the main sector of the economy that determines the growth of ceramic tile is new residential constructions. There is a very close relationship between one and the other. If you look at the graphics, you can see how the trends is very, very similar. Over the years, commercial construction has not gone down as much as residential construction during the recession. During the recession, new residential construction went down by 70%. And remodeling, residential commercial remodeling, went down a little bit, but not so much. So really the factor that causes increase in the market is that. And new housing construction has really lagged. We are not back to where we were before. Not talking about where we were before, it was a fluke really because of the interest rates that stayed low for too long. But they are not even reached the historic average of 1.5 million units of new housing starts. We are still 1.2 and 5. So that is a little drag on the ceramic tile market. Until new construction does not go up faster, we will be in this situation about 5%, 6%, like this.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the mix between what's produced in this country and what's imported. Most people know ceramic tile has been a heavily imported product. As a matter of fact, the ratio still to even still in 16, as we look at the numbers, is around 70% imported and 30% domestic production, right?
Yes, but you have to bear in mind that a lot of these imports is generated by American manufacturers. A lot of American manufacturers have either mother companies in Italy, or they have subsidiaries in Europe. It doesn't pay to manufacture every product everywhere. There are economies of scale. So certain products is worthwhile to manufacture them in Italy or in other European country. Other products is worthwhile to manufacture them here. So what you don't manufacture here, you want to import. Look at a figure of how much is imported by American manufacturers. Probably you get your situation closer to a 50-50 on the market.
One of the big trends we're seeing, obviously, when we start talking about what's made over there and what's made here, is this panel or thin 1 meter by 3 meter large format tile. Almost all of that is made in Italy right now, isn't it?
Yes, these are the new great innovations of the Italians. This product is coming in and is doing very well. And we are not reached a situation of market has exploded because people go a little slower with the new product. You have to find, the product comes in and you have to create a standard for the product. You have to make the standard understood by the people. You have to train the people to use it. You have to train people to install it. You have to train the people to see where you can use it. So there's a lot of education. If you go back many years, they, in the porcelain tile, arrived in this country for the first time. It's 1978, 1979, 1980, and there were about a couple of companies who sold it here. And it took almost 10 years until porcelain tile became a staple in this country because people are slow in using new products.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Italian tile in particular. From a unit perspective, probably the third largest importer, but from a dollar perspective, still the leading country for the value of the product that comes over here. And a big reason for that is that Italian tile, on average, costs $1.95 a square foot, and U.S.-made tile costs about $1.48 a square foot, and Mexican tile, just to give you an example, which is what you find a lot of this in the home centers, is around 57 cents a foot. So there's a wide, that's 4 and 5 times difference in cost, right?
Yes, but you know, you pay for value. When you spend more money, you get a better product, an innovative product. And remember, ceramic tile is fashion, because every season manufacturers come out with new products, with new looks, with new textures, with new colors, with everything new. So if you want fashion, you pay for the fashion. If you want a earth tone tile that was manufactured 20 years ago, you can still install in your floor for very little money an 8x8 sand colored tile.
Mm-hmm. As you look at the way that the consumer buys this product, there's multiple ways of getting it. You can buy it at the home center. You can buy it from a retailer, a general purpose retailer. You can buy it from and this is, I think, where a lot of it's sold, is you can buy it from a distributor. And these distributors, they're either company owned by a brand like Dial Tile, or they're independent. And there's been a little bit of consolidation in the distributor section, hadn't there?
Yeah, the fact is, it looks like there are no new company going into distribution. There was a loss of distribution points of sale during the recession, and the small companies who had to close some, they didn't reopen or didn't reopen much. And all the new openings are from large companies who have deep pockets, who can afford the investments.
Mm-hmm. All right, Donato, it's always great to talk to you and get your take on what's going on in the marketplace. Again, been talking to Donato Grosser, a New York-based consultant, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.